Hi, hello there, Tanya.
This is Tanya.
Hi there, my name's Marty. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. Have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No, but the last time I spoke with someone, she told me I didn't qualify.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess the attorneys that we work with help with meningioma. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, do you remember the reason? Because, I mean, I can go ahead and see if you meet the criteria over here. Maybe it was a different intake specialist for a different company.
I don't know.
Well, if you want, I can go ahead and see if you meet the minimal requirements, and it'll only take a couple minutes, and we could see what the actual answer to that question is. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll be quick. I don't want to not be courteous with your time, but maybe second opinion would help. And then you'd be filing on behalf of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year, right?
Not even been over there.
Yes.
Okay. Was it of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay. And then when was the date of your diagnosis?
Oh, gosh, I'd say about...
To the best of your knowledge, yeah, just to the best of your knowledge there.
I feel like it's been maybe about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay, it's about 2019, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was it in the end of the year, beginning of the year, about what season, if you remember what was going on at that time?
Shoot, I don't remember, I...
No birthdays or holidays or, you know, anything you had to miss because of it?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Okay, so we'll just say about January of 2019 then is when you were diagnosed, somewhere around then. Okay. And then, you know, and if you remember anything, any event that happened, like a... you know, a relative's birthday or something like that, we can try to get a little bit closer. But it was about 5 years ago in 2019 is what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/9/72.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured as well by Depo Provera?
I do not.
That's a good thing. Okay. And then, and you know what? Have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. Now, did you consume or use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And it wasn't like a Depo Sub-X or like Metodrop, I can't even pronounce it, but the generic one, it was Depo Provera?
No, it was Depo Provera.
Okay, great. You know, they just make me ask that in a couple times in a few different ways. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Okay. And then did you – oh, sorry. Okay. And then, you know, this is also one of those repetitive questions. I appreciate your patience. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Oh, yeah. It was more than a year.
Oh, boy. Okay. I figured with the, you know, obviously with the ailment that it caused. And then have you had – within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
I'm sorry, say that again. Did I have what?
No, it's okay. Yeah, sorry. Within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that's kind of the way it was. This
any one of them.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera from... at any, you know, at any point between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's okay. This one's kind of weirded, funky again. So did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 all the way through today, right, the present date?
Yeah, I used it from, I know from 92 probably up until... shoot, maybe 2000.
Okay, so
something.
So you used it right now. And the next question was the start and stop date that you could estimate to the best of your knowledge. So you used it, you said starting in 1992?
No, it was even before. Because what I had, I want to say I probably started using it in like, probably like 91, and my stop probably was like 2009 or 10, okay. Something like that.
Okay, yeah. And so about January 1st of 1991 to about January 1st of 2009 would be the best estimate, just, you know, to the best of your knowledge for when you
mm-hmm.
were using it. Okay. And then real quickly, will you please just confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay. And then let me make sure I have your name spelled right. Sometimes it doesn't come over perfectly, so let me make sure.
Okay.
Okay, it is. Oh, sorry. There we go. Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A.
Yes.
And then the traditional spelling of Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay. And then either, you know, your social or the last four, you would just have to give the rest of it to the attorneys when they talk to you, okay?
Uh-huh. 6513.
Okay. 6513. And then for contact email, I have tendertouchnailcare47@yahoo.com. I apologize.
Yes.
So used to saying that over and over again. Okay. Okay, I'm you know what, and just the nature of this, I always spell things out. So tender, T-E-N-D-E-R, touch, T-O-U-C-H, N-A-I-L, C-A-R-E, 47 at Yahoo, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure there wasn't any fancy spellings of anything. And then for your primary phone number, I have 757-785-7627. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a mobile number?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your full address?
It's 511 Tunnel Court, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320.
Okay. 511 Tunnel Court, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, so far, so good. I don't see anything that, you know, that wouldn't have you meet the minimal requirements here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
Because the last lady was kind of, she was just really quick with it. And she's like, oh, no, no, okay, bye. Okay, all right, bye.
Yeah, you know, I was prepared for that. I really was. But so far, I mean, everything that you said was, you know, meets the minimum requirements so far. You know, and heck, you know, you'll talk to the attorneys, too, and they're going to go ahead and you know, further evaluate it, too, just to make sure. So, you know, they're really going to have a much better eye on it. I'm just an intake specialist, so they really do the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you meet these minimum requirements, I would say there's, you know, a really good chance, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. And then, I mean, I could help you with the math, you know, because it asks how many times were you injected with the product. So would you say on average it was 4 times a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And you used it for what?
Birth control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say use it from... Was it 91 to 2009, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that consecutive?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was used for birth control and at one point to regulate my cycles.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's very common too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it looks like you used it for around 18 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it was 91 to 2009. So we'll say about 4 times a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 72 shots then, total, about that to your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page there. It asked the same questions in a few different ways, like I said, so you've been really patient. And then, okay, the name of the doctor?
Doctor,
mm-hmm.
Oh.
That administered,
want her name?
I was going to say that administered the Depo-Provera shot.
Dr. Ebony Carter. And she administered it, I would say, from like 2000, because I didn't move to Virginia until 2004. So from 2005 on. But the my other doctor in Connecticut, I do not remember her name.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll go with Dr. Ebony Carter. Yeah. And then she did that. Oof. Yeah, sorry that that all happened. That's tough to hear. Okay. And then, so is it EBONYCARTER?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the facility?
Well, at one point, when I was seeing her regularly, she was at Bennett's Creek, which is now closed. And she's since left there. I don't know where she is now. I hadn't seen her in a little while.
Okay, we'll go ahead and put that because at least that'll get us a little bit closer. Okay, so Bennett's Creek over in Virginia?
Yes, in Virginia, Suffolk, Virginia.
Okay. You know what? And was it just called Bennett's Creek Hospital or Family Medicine?
It was like Bennett's Creek Family Medicine.
Okay, yeah. Was it in Suffolk?
Or yes. Suffolk?
Sorry.
Yes.
That's like California in me. All right. Okay, Bennett's Creek Family Medicine.
I know it's now like a vet hospital. I don't know where she is now.
Yeah, that's what came up, veterinary care.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. But at the time, it was Bennett's Creek Family Medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was 757, the number is 757-484-3472. Does that sound right?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Okay. But that's the right area code. Seems to be the right. You know, from the best of your knowledge, just what I'm reading here, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Okay. And then the address was it 3511 Bridge Street in Suffolk, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the same address where that vet hospital is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never seen that before where they turn into a vet. Okay, and then, sorry. Sorry if I ever break, it's just because I'm checking information here to make it as good as possible. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on from that. And then the prescribing doctor. Do you remember the name of the prescribing doctor?
When you say prescribing doctor, what do you mean?
You know what, if you can't remember, we could even do like a more recent prescribing doctor. You know, the original one would be good, but if not, a more recent one, and then we could try to get your records, you know, down the line. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Now, but when you say prescribing doctor, you mean the doctor who prescribed the depo?
Yeah, originally.
I mean, Dr. Carter was the one that used to...
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's good. That's good. So Dr. Carter...
Yeah,
we'll just copy the information from there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, and then next we're going to go over the information for the treating doctor. So give me one second. I'm going to catch up with this information. Okay. Thanks for being so patient here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was your pharmacy's name at the time? Was it the Bennett Creek's Bennett's Creek Family Medicine or something else?
No, I used to use CVS on Battlefield, but they're closed.
Which one have you used since? Have you used a different CVS since?
Now I use like Walmart.
Yeah, we could do one that's maybe open that you've used more recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walmart.
Okay, so.
Family Walmart, I guess you call it, on Kempsville Road.
Did you say Kempsville?
Yes.
All right, Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Yep.
Nice. It's more of like a grocery store type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I found it. And go ahead and let me know if this is right. At 1832 Kempsville Road in Virginia Beach, Virginia?
No, it would be Chesapeake, Virginia.
Ah, found it. 475 Kempsville Road in Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for sticking with me there. All right. I'll get the information off of this. Okay. And then for number, I have 757-447-9223. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one for Chesapeake Kempsville Road. Okay. Okay, and then what was the method of your diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it CT scan or MRI, both? Or...
It was, let me think, I know I did get a, gosh, I had gotten both, a CT scan and an MRI, but I can't remember which one was for that one.
Yeah, I mean, if you had them both, we could put both.
Uh-huh. I know I was sent to an endocrinologist.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then who was the diagnosis? What was the diagnosing doctor's name?
I can't remember that lady's name.
What hospital?
Let me think. It's because it's a practice on Volvo Parkway. But what's that practice over there on Volvo? Is that called Sentara, Larry?
Off of Volvo?
Yeah.
What about it, McDonald?
Yeah.
It's a Sentara over there.
Yeah, it's a Sentara.
Sentara?
Yeah, on Volvo. But I can't remember her name. I know it's like a Vietnamese or Asian name, but I cannot remember her name.
How do you spell Sentara?
It's S-E-N-T-A-R-A.
Okay, Sentara. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
In Volvo, like the car? Okay.
Yes, like the car.
Let's see, Sentara Greenbrier Healthplex?
Yes. But if you were to say the doctor's name, I could not tell you. I cannot remember her name.
Okay. Let's see. And what was the specialty there? Was it like neurosurgery?
Yeah. She's a neurologist.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I only saw like Diana Clark and Tina Rodriguez. So probably not them. We'll just say the staff there helped, yeah.
Oh, no, I know that was.
And then I'll go ahead and get the address for you. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
Okay. Is 713 Volvo Parkway in Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320?
That sounds about right.
Okay. And then the number I have is 757-282-4025.
Wait, hang on. Hang on, because I could look at my... I feel like I have it in my phone.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let me just double check.
Yeah, the more information, the better.
Okay, the number I have is 757-609-3404. But what the doctor's name is, that I don't remember.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I got that right. The area code was 757, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I have 609-3404. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay, good. I was a step behind you there, so thank you. 757-609-3404, and that's at 713 Volvo Parkway in Chesapeake, Virginia, Centerra, Greenbrier, Healthplex. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then neurosurgeon. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
I do not.
Okay.
I did not remember her name.
And was it the same doctor?
Yes.
And did you ever have any prior cancer diagnoses before this?
Prior to that, no. Like,
prior to
the
meningioma.
Diagnosed with like kidney cancer in. What was that, 2000? Oh, gosh. 15?
Okay, so yeah, it was a little bit before that.
Uh-huh.
You were diagnosed with this in 19? Okay. Okay. Do you remember around when in the year, or we'll just put a January of 2015, January 1st, 2015?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you remember what stage it was, the status of your previous cancer?
What, my kidney cancer?
Yes, yeah, your kidney cancer, sorry.
That was, I would say, a stage one, because I remember my doctor saying that it was caught really early. And it was only at the time when it was caught and they did the surgery, it was like a centimeter in size. And they said my recidivism rate at that time was like 4%.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you for that detail. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad it was caught early.
Yeah, same here. That's what I was thinking. Okay, and then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
They gave me medicine for it to help decrease the size of it, but I don't remember the name of the medicine. And it was like I took a half a pill, once a week or something like that.
Okay, so medication. And then you didn't receive any like radiation treatment or anything like that?
No.
Or surgery? Okay. Well, that's good. That's mm-hmm. that's good that they were able to treat it with just some medication.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been lucky.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How are you feeling now? Are you doing better?
Oh, yeah.
Good. I mean, that's good to hear. It's terrible to hear that it happened, but, you know, I always pray that it gets better. And then
mm-hmm.
with the treating doctor, we're just going to use the same information as Sentara Greenbrier Health Plex, and same address, same phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma at that time?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, or could you get them if requested from the attorneys?
I probably can. I know I can get them.
Okay, good.
I know I don't
really
have a copy,
there.
But I'm sure I can get them.
Okay, well that actually that would be a yes for that. We just want to know
okay.
that they exist and you could get them.
Uh-huh.
And then if you were to send them, would you prefer mail, electronically, or either way?
Either way.
Okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that
okay.
we can continue your case or your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have a emergency contact that you could put?
Yes, Larry Nelson.
Okay, does he live with you or elsewhere?
Yes.
Okay, Larry Nelson, LarryNelson.
Yes.
All right, and phone number?
757. 800-9101.
Okay. And in relationship to you?
Husband.
Okay. All right. And then do you know his best email?
I don't.
Okay. In case of an emergency, we'll just say he can maybe access yours, though. Just put yours for his.
Yeah.
Okay. Tender Touch Nail Care 47 at Yahoo. I mean, so you do nails?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and then same address as you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that should be everything. Give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on just a brief hold, okay, to make
okay.
sure that, you know, because we'll see if we could just use the information without the doctor's name. If not, sometimes they'll just have you, like, provide a more recent doctor's name just to get maybe go down the line a little bit better. But give me 1 second. I'm going to see what they prefer on this file, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be right back.